time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale frequently.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Hey, this is great.
Freedom, just freedom, not cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real?
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. 4:02 in the Pacific time zone. Happy 4:20 to my dyslexic listeners. It's Toker Talk Radio. We're here with Anthony Johnson, who decided to stay just a little longer in the studio so I could grill him on some Measure 91 stuff. How you doing, Anthony?
Hey, I'm doing well.
And now, enter the gauntlet.
Let's go.
All right. So, my game show thing didn't work. All right, whatever. So we got Anthony here. And before we got to some of the marijuana legalization stuff I wanted to cover, also wanted to thank you. Full disclosure for people listening. Anthony helps to run, and Alex is also a part of the Marijuana Politics blog.
That's right.
Goes by MJ Politico up on Twitter. And been writing for you guys for a while, been publishing a few articles. But lately, the MJ Politico has just exploded thanks to a number of fortuitous things that have happened. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with marijuana politics.
Yeah, marijuana politics. You know, we have a new content every day. We want to stay on the cutting edge, definitely, of politics. We also write on a few other culture and entertainment and even sports and events. But, you know, sticking to the bread and butter of politics. And we put up a post about, you know, Chris Christie saying that you know, marijuana users are diseased, and he would use armed federal agents to cure us all across the country.
Yeah.
And it was written by Roman Bonilla, who's been really heavily involved with SSDP at Portland State University. And that blog just went viral. And, you know, it's been shared on Facebook more than 44,000 times. And it's just the traffic on marijuana politics has just blown up since then. You had a great piece on Sandra Bland. That piece is blowing up, you know, about what's going to happen to Portland pot prices after legalization. All of our traffic is just really skyrocketed. I'm really happy about it that we're able to provide, you know, just in-depth political coverage that I think people really want, and we provide that every day at marijuanapolitics.com.
Yeah, and I wanted to give a shameless plug to marijuanapolitics.com, not just out of self-interest, but of the fact that as this marijuana green rush happens, there's going to be more and more media coverage of it and different websites popping up to want to cover it. And I just appreciate that you guys are giving back to the SSDP people, the normal people like me that were fighting in the trenches for so long. And, you know, who has a better finger on the pulse of what's going on than those of us who are the marijuana consumers who have been reporting on it all these years? So thank you.
You're welcome. We're glad to bring in people. And if you would like to blog to tell us what is happening across the country in your area, let us know. Contact us. Go to marijuanapolitics.com. We have a contact form there. Let us know what's going on in your community, and we would love to publicize people doing great work all across the country, because if it wasn't for the people on the ground that have been plugging in for this cause, you know, plugging in and out year after year, day after day, we wouldn't be where we're at. So it's great to reward people who have been doing this, but the people that have been doing this also are the most knowledgeable and do the best work. So it's a great collaboration. It's great for marijuana politics to have great activists as bloggers. years, and it's good for activists across the country to get the word out as to what's going on in their little part of the world.
All right, you hear that, you guys out at DFW Normal, Joplin Normal, Columbia Normal, Show Me Cannabis, Peachtree Normal. There's so many great groups out there. MassCann Normal. You want to get your voice heard on this and provide regional coverage, regional aspects to this. Get in touch with marijuanapolitics.com. All right, so let's talk a little bit about Oregon marijuana legalization. We've got the laws that have passed and the recent bills that have passed, but now the thing is all handed off to all these committees, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission and all these subcommittees that are working on things. Is there any sort of cohesion coming in? It's all like a nebulous haze right now to a lot of us. Anything forming that seems it's going to become law?
So one thing we are most certain about are the fact that licensing fees have been increased.
Yeah.
And it's something that I am certainly not happy about. One of the underlying principles of Measure 91 was to bring as many people into a regulated system as possible. And so we wanted to make fees relatively low, $1,250 for a producer fee, processor fee, wholesaler fee, retailer, to bring in Oregon, you know, mom and pops, entrepreneurs to come in, be vertically integrated, be able to keep your prices low so you can keep your prices, you know, for the consumer. The Oregon legislature, through a series of the bills that they passed and went through the Ways and Means Committee, added a like a fiscal note to the funding bills for the OLCC about how the OLCC fees could not undercut the fees for the medical marijuana dispensary system. And so medical marijuana dispensaries pay $4,000 a year. So now all the fees for OLCC licenses must be more than $4,000. So I don't think they have set the exact price it's going to be, but my understanding it's going to be, you know, more than $4,000, but under $5,000.
So nobody thought of, hey, let's just lower the medical fees to match recreational?
This is the government, Russ. They hardly ever lower the fees.
No, that's not possible. Okay.
And so now, if you'll be vertically integrated, if you'll be your own producer, processor, and retailer, instead of, you know, $4,000, it's going to cost you more than $12,000 and really prevent a lot of mom and pops from being able to do that. So I'm not happy about that, but that's what the legislature decided to do, and so that's where we're at on that.
Well, at least we're not like a Hawaii dispensary or a Connecticut dispensary. You need $1 million or $2 million in escrow or something.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the things about being in Oregon. Most of the time, the things that the cannabis community complains about, that you and I can complain about the legislature, we're better off than 99.9% of the rest of the country, if not 100% of the rest of the country. So we got to take it with a grain of salt.
What do you mean only 12 pounds per plant and 48 plants outdoors and 576 pounds possession? What?
Exactly. That's... They hate us for our freedom, Russ.
Yeah, they hate us for our freedom. Okay, so licensing fees will possibly go up. I also heard some stuff about tiered production licensing, different sizes of gardens.
So they're looking at tiered production licenses. They're also looking at canopy limits. The legislature stated that the OLCC must come up with a rule to institute canopy limits, and that those canopy limits must try to not give favoritism to indoor growers versus outdoor growers versus greenhouse. Also, it looks like they're going to implement tier levels, so you may pay different licensing fees and have different requirements based upon the size of your garden, which tends to make sense if you have the bigger the garden, the more resources and work the OLCC's got to put in to inspect it and regulate it and track it. So that kind of makes sense. So those are things that they're working on now. Residency is another issue. The Oregon legislature stated that an applicant on these licenses must be an Oregon resident, but they didn't specify what an applicant means. So does it need to be a board member, a manager, a minority owner, a majority owner?
The janitor.
So that'll be another issue that the OLCC committees figure out. And then, the testing requirements, licensing, labeling, packaging. All these things are very much in their preliminary stages, and we are likely to have much more information when the OMMBC rolls around on September 12th and 13th.
Oh, there we go. A perfect plug. And also, people get info from New Approach Oregon. Is that possible?
Yeah, New Approach Oregon, newapproachoregon.com. You can sign up there. We send out newsletters, keeping people informed on the law. Today, we sent out a blast about our work expunging criminal offenses that passed this last legislative session. Congressman Earl Blumenauer, based upon the work at the state level, has introduced federal legislation, and we're likely to continue that work to further reduce criminal penalties to eventually get all marijuana penalties in line with alcohol so we can stop giving any felonies whatsoever to people for marijuana here in Oregon.
All right. Anthony Johnson, thanks so much for sticking around a little bit later, giving the overtime interview. We appreciate it, and we'll have you back when we know more about what's going on.
Sounds good, Russ. Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
OMMBC.com, September 12th and 13th. We'll be there. Make sure you're there. Check it out now. Get the early bird tickets while you can. There's a few booths left if you want to be an exhibitor, but you got to hurry now. OMMBC.com.
Five of the last nine major party candidates to run for president, three of the last nine vice presidential candidates, and the last three two-term presidents have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. This is the Russ Belville Show. You're listening to 420radio.org.
420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Expand your horizons and join us every Wednesday night for Gordon Green's Music Planet. You'll hear an eclectic mix of music from all around the world. Catch the first show of the month for an intro to world music. It's Gordon Green's Music Planet, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, with replays weekends at midnight on 420radio.org.
Hey, this is Willie Nelson, or Norman, and I smoke pot and I like it a lot. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer than alcohol. There's nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting those who smoke marijuana responsibly. To learn what you can do to help, contact Normal at NORML.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL.
Fred Ebb and John Kander, orchestrated by Don Costa, and stolen by me. Start spreading the news. I am leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes, they are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York, I want to wake up in that city that doesn't sleep. And find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. My little town blues, they
are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you. Doesn't sleep, and find I'm king of the hill, top of the list, head of the heap, king of the hill. Every time I hit that note, I get such a pain right over here. These are little town blues. They have all melted away. I am about to make a brand new start of it. Right there in old New York. And you bet your bippy baby, if I can make it there, you know I'm gonna make it just about anywhere. Come on, come through New York. New York.
Hope you enjoyed that segment from Old Blue Eyes. Had to take a little extended break to get some audio recorded with Alex Rogers here, getting the ad recorded for the Oregon Medical Marijuana Business Conference. So I had to take an extended break. Thank you guys for stopping by. Things are a little hectic here in the studio. Sorry about that. And folks on the Ustream feed, sorry, because that submixer that I send to Ustream is the submixer we use for in-studio recordings. I had to get these guys while I could because their time is extremely limited and you record when you can. So thanks for understanding, and I hope you enjoyed the Blue Eyes music. coming up on the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening here in the state of Oregon with respect to our new laws, what we can expect to happen in marijuana legalization as the various committees start sorting through the recreational market requirements. As you heard Anthony Johnson tell you, it looks like we're going to have a tiered system for growers. I've heard rumors that it's going to be a max of 60,000 square feet for an outdoor grow, 30,000 square feet for a greenhouse grow, and 10,000 square feet for an indoor grow. You heard Anthony allude to the fact they're supposed to set these canopies so as not to give preference to one type of grow over another. And the theory here is that an indoor grow can produce, a 10,000 square foot grow could produce multiple crops throughout the year, whereas the 60,000 square foot outdoor grow would only be able to produce crops during the growing season, and the growing seasons differ all across the state, so that would be of concern. So we're hearing that. We're hearing different licensing fees on a tiered structure being no less than the current medical marijuana licensing fees, which we're talking about $4,000 or more. That's a little disappointing because we were in a situation where $4,000 would have got you all four licenses under what we voted for.
This is bullshit. It's like Cypress Hill concert in here.
Yes, it's bullshit. Hey, sorry to have to take a break, but it is 420. And I've got to save that audio that I just recorded on the fly. What a pro Alex was, though. Knocked it out in three takes. We got Bacon Dan hanging on the line right now. He'll be back with our Roots Monday Daily Toker Tune. Stick around. You're listening to 420radio.org.
You're tuned in to 420radio.org. The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay. Read the Weed Blog today.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Roots Monday, featuring the blues, country, folk, and jazz music that birthed the modern sounds we enjoy today. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tune.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a Monday, but that doesn't mean you have to have the blues. We just like to play the blues on a Monday, because what better day would you play the blues on? And joining us here for our Roots Monday Daily Toker Tunes, we got Bacon Dan on the line. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing really good. And just so you know, Russ, we're going to go with that Wizard song that was loaded up for last week.
Oh, last week's Wizard tune. Okay, let's make sure we get that loaded. And
but things are really good right now. I am actually making the first batch of butter with my magical butter machine from our friends up at Magical Butter.
Yes, yes.
From my grower's harvest with some beautifully outdoor-grown Oregon blackberry kush.
Mmm, very nice. Love the blackberry kush. What's the title of this Wizard tune?
Ballpark Incident.
That's the one. See, they come across, they only have the track name, the track number on them, so it doesn't say what the name of the group is until you drop it. And there it is. I can see it. Okay. Wow.
Beautiful.
We're doing it on the fly, man. So last we checked out with you, you were leaving the Apple place and moving on to new employment. How goes the life of Bacon Dan?
Oh, the life of Bacon Dan is awesome. Life is good at the aptly named Green Dragon Inn, where I am a barback. Much better fit. I'm actually going to be moving up into the bartender position very soon, so using lots of my connections. And, yeah, life is good. I'm living the Portland dream. And So, making weed butter, enjoying a slightly warm Monday. I was loving this past 2 days we had. It was like rainy and 70, and then the hot weather comes back tomorrow. Yeah.
Hey, where is Green Dragon, by the way?
Green Dragon is 9th and Belmont in Southeast with a beautiful outdoor patio.
Okay. Well, I know exactly where that is. We'll check that out very, very soon. And I just want to let you know, I was reading a piece on Huffington Post today. It was the thing you have to do in all 50 states. Like every state, they said, oh, okay, if you go to this state, what's the thing you have to do? And I wanted to point out that the thing you had to do in Oregon was go to Powell's City of Books. And the And the thing you had to do in my home state of Idaho is drive across the Idaho Panhandle, the 75 miles, the shortest possible drive you can make across Idaho. I think it's appropriate.
You know, they know how to party up in Idaho.
I guess so, man. All right, so let's get to our tune. We got Wizard with two Z's. And I've never heard of this group. Tell me about them.
Okay, so Wizard is a English band formed by Roy Wood, who was one of the founding members of the band The Move, also from ELO.
Oh, okay.
Basically, the quote they always use is, Wizard was to Roy Wood as much as Wings were to Paul McCartney.
Gotcha.
So this is pretty much the start of the glam rock scene in England. It's got a really nice sound. We used one of their Christmas songs as one of my songs over this past holiday season. I highly recommend anybody checks them out. They were very ahead of their time, you know, big hair, kind of makeup, horns, and two drummers, and a great, great sound.
All right, well, here they are. It's Wizard with Ballpark Incident. Thanks, Dan.
No problem.
Bye.
You're listening to 420radio.org, your 24-hour cannabis community radio. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you.
You're listening to 420 Radio. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. Pacific for Jorge Cervantes TV, podcasting on YouTube online. The author of the best-selling books in marijuana horticulture has dropped the disguises and brings you pro indoor and outdoor grow tips from the European masters. Check our online listings for Jorge Cervantes TV with Jorge Cervantes from YouTube.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome!
When Mark Emery can be free to run his business and sell his seeds, it's just a plant, it's just a weed, another victim of corporate greed.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
We burn the oil and cut the trees, while the captains of industry, they run a big monopoly on everything but the birds and bees.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business, you know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
All right, that's music from the great band the Tall Brothers out of Vancouver, BC, and Simply Business brings up our topic for this second half hour, which is the business of marijuana legalization. See, this is a big social and cultural change that's happening, not just for the mainstream, where they're having to identify with the fact that, oh my God, one out of nine people smokes pot? Really? They're not all a bunch of hippie stoner losers? What? Huh? While that cultural change is of course happening, the big cultural change that's happening for us is happening in the subculture that we live in, the marijuana subculture. And it's because marijuana legalization now has gone from an abstract thought experiment, social movement, to being a business. Now that legalization has happened not once, it wasn't just a fluke in those first two states, but happened in two more states after that, and we're looking to double or triple the number of legal states in the next election, it's not just about a social justice or social issue movement anymore. It's now also about the money. People have recognized there's money to be made here. And so what's happening is, at our subculture level, there's a great deal of angst and anxiety over the idea that people who've been keeping their grows in the closet and selling a little here and there to pay for their own, maybe help pay the bills a little bit, all the way up to the big family farmers, the multi-generations in places like Humboldt County and Southern Oregon, who've just made it their full-time living to be marijuana growers on the down low. There's a great deal of anxiety and angst amongst these people that now that legalization's coming, they're not going to be the millionaires from it or even be able to continue doing what they've been doing all this time. That they're, even if they're at a sustenance level or a part-time level or a hobby grow level to make a little extra money, that world's going away. And you see it most in this battle over responsible Ohio, where a lot of people are all upset. And again, this thing may not even, you know, make the ballot now. It doesn't look like it's got enough signatures. They've got a few more days to gather them. But in the big fight over that, where I've been going rounds today with a guy who called me an internet radio whore when he himself apologized for trying to get money from the Responsible Ohio campaign, while I have never been paid by any campaign in now what will be four election cycles. And I keep hearing this conspiracy theory, this tinfoil hat chattering. Oh, well, Prop 19 must have paid you good to say that. Prop 19. Oh, Oakland cartel must have promised you a job at the dispensary. You must have gotten some deal with Richard Lee and all that. I've heard that since Prop 19, man. And then I-502 in Washington in 2012. Oh, yeah, Allison Holcomb must paid you good. Oh, yeah, you're obviously getting in line for some job under the marijuana cartel. No, no, not at all. In fact, I wrote ads and performed ads for Measure 80 back in 2012 for Oregon, the one that lost. For the guy who was running, I mean, for a campaign that was basically run by a guy I despise. Like I was going to get any pay there. Hell, I'm still owed money there. So year after year, whenever there's people on the internet who disagree with me when I support legalization, when there's people who tell me this isn't true legalization or this cartel will be, the guy today had been baiting me with, so is there a cartel where you live? Do you have to shop for marijuana under a cartel? So why do you want to force the people in our state to buy marijuana under a cartel? Nobody's forcing anyone to buy any marijuana. Right now, the marijuana you may be purchasing in Ohio might be coming from a cartel, and not the kind of cartel that writes itself into the Constitution, but the kind of cartel that saws the heads off their enemies and boils them in vats of acid and shoots up rooms full of teenagers. But of course, maybe you didn't care too much about that cartel because it's in Mexico. Didn't affect you so much in Mexico, huh? No big deal buying that cartel's weed. But I'm not forcing anyone to buy anybody's cartel weed because the Responsible Ohio thing has a home grow provision. I'm telling you, if it didn't have home grow, I could have been argued to be against the damn thing. But it has a home grow provision. And what some of these people just cannot fathom, they figure it must be a conspiracy, it must be some hidden personal agenda, must be being paid off, must be a shill. When in fact, I have been consistent across my entire career. To me, legalizing marijuana and ending the punishment of responsible adult marijuana consumers, ending the discrimination against responsible adult marijuana consumers, outweighs whoever's getting rich from it. I have zero fucks to give about who makes money growing weed. I don't care. What I care about is people's civil rights being violated over the smell of weed. What I care about is people's pets being shot in a raid over weed. What I care about are disproportionately black and brown young men having their lives forever altered because of the contraband nature of marijuana. What I care about are the cancer patients and MS patients and epilepsy patients and patients after patients after patients who have to face the gauntlet of anywhere from a large fine to imprisonment just trying to get some relief in their life. I can't turn to any one of those groups and say, well, sorry, I know there's the possibility of granting you some relief this year, but oh, doggone it. The wrong people will get rich. Yeah, I'm sorry about your cancer. I hope you can make it another year. We're really, really going to try hard to get true legalization on the ballot for you. I hope the cancer doesn't kill you in that time. But this legalization that would create medical marijuana and allow you to treat your cancer with it without being punished or fined or harassed or imprisoned. Yeah, we can't support it. We can't. We just can't, because these rich people would write themselves into the Constitution and lock up all the growing so only they can be rich on it. Well, we can't just let 10 groups get rich on growing marijuana. I know your cancer is important. I know that multiple sclerosis you have is creating unbearable pain at all times. I know you with the Crohn's disease, you know, are wasting away and suffering extreme pain all the time. And yeah, I know, ma'am, that your sons keep getting, you know, profiled and harassed and frisked and mistreated in Cleveland by the cops when they smell weed. I know those are all big problems, but we can't let 10 rich people get rich growing weed. Really? I mean, that has to be their position, isn't it? Now, people can disagree on this. Me and Engayo disagree on this. He's fervently against responsible Ohio. And you can disagree on this, absolutely. But I don't think that Engayo is being bought off by OTEP, the other Ohio legalization group. And Engayo knows I'm not being bought off by responsible Ohio, or anybody for that matter. See, I made this meme on the internet. It's... when someone disagrees with you on the internet, it's not always because there's an overwhelming conspiracy against you or someone has a hidden personal agenda. Sometimes you're just wrong. Now, this business aspect of it. Like I said, I have zero fucks to give about who gets rich growing marijuana. I don't care that much. I would prefer it was an open free market, where farmers from anywhere from a 10 by 10 garden, 100 square foot garden to 100,000 square foot warehouses could all produce their crop, have it sold in markets, and be able to legitimately compete with each other. There could be the mega farm Walmart of weed, and they could produce a decent regular old weed. And there could be the guy with the, you know, 10,000 square foot farm who grows organically and produces a particular strain that no one else produces. And there could be the guy with the, you know, 2,000 square foot garden who only grows one particular land race strain that only a very niche group of people want to purchase. I want them all to be able to compete and work it out and be able to work together. Of course, that's my preference. But my overwhelming priority is ending the arrest and harassment of adults who use marijuana. And for that matter, grow it for their own personal purposes. The aspect of how the business commercial part works out, I have preferences, but nothing's a deal breaker. That RAND report from Vermont came up with 10 different ways you could legalize pot. We could legalize it government style like Uruguay. Only the government grows it. Only the government distributes it. Okay. It'll be shitty weed. I'll grow my own anyway. Right? How's it going to be any worse than the way it is now? We could do it Spanish style where everybody joins a cultivation club. You join these collectives and you can grow marijuana and buy it within the club you're a member of. Okay. I'll take it. We could have Amsterdam-style legalization where retail coffee houses exist. Adults can go in and buy a small amount of cannabis to consume on the premises, a little bit, but the growing is still technically illegal. Okay, I'll take it. We could have grow and give like Washington, D.C. You can grow your own pot. You can have your own pot. You can give pot to each other, but no marijuana commerce whatsoever. Okay. I'll take it, because I believe the nature of what weed is will force itself into as free market a situation as possible. the old Jeff Goldblum and the Jurassic Park thing. Life finds a way. You want to try to monopolize a weed and have only the government sell the weed? Okay, good luck. Do that. If that brings legalization, great. Let's do that because it's not going to work. That's going to fail. Marijuana is a weed that people can grow in their own homes. See, I look at it like this. We've had prohibition for 80 years. We've had the entire force of the federal government and two or three agencies solely dedicated to eradicating this plant and imprisoning all its users. And they failed spectacularly. So how successful is the government going to be at having a monopoly? How successful is a cartel of 10 growers written into the Constitution really going to work? It'll suck for a little bit. I'll give you that. Let's say the responsible Ohio cartel passes. There's 10 rich groups growing marijuana. There's hundreds of people opening pot shops and pot processing places. And most people that buy cannabis will be able to go into a store and buy it and be legal. Where's the catastrophe? Where's the rending of garments and gnashing of teeth that happens if responsible Ohio wins? There's 10 groups that are getting rich having the marijuana farms. But aside from this being a matter of being offended about an ideological point, offended at the idea of rich people buying their market in the Constitution, aside from the offense at the concept of it, in the reality of it, what's the big catastrophe? Look, I go to Washington State. I go to a store, I can buy pot, I can smoke it, nobody fucks with me. I can go to Colorado, I can go to a store, I can buy some pot, I can smoke it, nobody fucks with me. Soon enough in Oregon, I can go to a store, I can buy some pot, I can smoke it, nobody fucks with me. If responsible Ohio passed, I could fly to Ohio, I could go to a store, I could buy some pot, I could smoke it, and nobody would fuck with me. So why do I care? So far, the people that are against this thing have yet to make a case that tells me at the consumer level, aside from the ideological opposition of monopoly cartels in the Constitution, where's the harm? Where to the consumer is this so awful, we'd be better off getting ticketed, harassed, and imprisoned? I have yet to hear that argument. I guess you could, well, these 10 growers, they'll collude and they'll fix the prices so that the price of marijuana remains high. Oh, remains high like it is now. Like it wouldn't be worse than it is now. But we'd also be able to grow at home. Medical marijuana patients would be able to get medicine, and the smell or sight of marijuana is no longer probable cause. And I'm supposed to oppose this, huh? Well, the growers would collude, and then there wouldn't be as much there wouldn't be as much variety. There wouldn't be as much they'd make the Walmart weed. It would all suck. Oh, so somehow 10 growers are going to be able to dominate the Ohio marijuana market and create a substandard product, and I'm not going to go across the border to Michigan and get some, or I'm not going to have my friend from California send me any, or I'm not going to grow my own in Ohio, which will be legal. I don't see, even in their scenarios, where the catastrophe is. Where is the awful thing that happens? Well, here's where the catastrophe is. If you're a guy who wants to make a living growing weed by having your own weed growing business, you won't be able to. That's it. That's the only catastrophe. Guys and gals who want to have their own weed growing business for profit will not be able to. So what you're saying to me is, I got to look a cancer patient in the eye and say, sorry, you don't get medicine because a guy who wants to start a weed growing business won't be able to. And I just can't make that trade-off. I don't like the idea that guy who wants to start a weed growing business won't be able to. I wish he could. but not to the point where I'm going to throw legalization away because guy who wants to start a weed growing business won't be able to. Now, guy who wants to start a weed growing business could start a weed processing business. Guy who wants to start a weed growing business could start a weed sales business. So even then, he's not stymied from having a part in growing his own business. It just can't be growing marijuana. And even then, it's not as if these 10 investors like Nick Lachey, Frosty Rucker, and Oscar Robertson know diddly dip about growing marijuana. They're going to have to hire some growers. Is that what Grower Guy's upset about? That he's been able to lead this life of being off the grid, not having a job, not having to report to anyone, not having to do paperwork, not having to pay taxes, not having to file reports, having to get up at a certain time, dress a certain way, follow an alarm clock, follow a schedule. Is it because that guy doesn't want that? He liked his own business world and now doesn't want to have to go work for a cartel grower? Is that it? So it's not even that guy who grows weed, wants to grow weed for a living, won't be able to make a living. There'll be plenty of jobs for growers. It's that guy who wants to grow weed for a living won't be able to make his own business doing it. That's what we're supposed to throw legalization away for.
America's Double R7 secret agent of progressive change.
The name's Belville, Russ Belville.
This is the Russ Belville Show.
Goldfinger. Oh, I get all riled up. Some folks on Twitter ask me, why do I feed the trolls? Why do you put up with this abuse? Why do you do this? Well, I'll tell you what, it actually motivates the hell out of me. I love it, actually. It reminds me that for every one of them that's out there, there's another 10 or 20 that think the same way. And about half of them can be swayed if you just stand up. I'm not willing to let the truth go down without a fight, even in front of the ignorant. All right, we'll be back. Last segment coming up.
This is 420radio.org, your 24-hour cannabis community radio. At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Midnight, July 1st, 2015, adult marijuana prohibition came to an end in Oregon. Immediately, over 400,000 adults who consume cannabis responsibly were no longer criminals. This is what freedom sounds like. Brought to you by Portland Normal.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great Django Reinhardt with Honeysuckle Rose. It's our little tie-in to marijuana. Of course, Honeysuckle Rose, the name of Willie Nelson's tour bus. So there's always a marijuana tie-in. But you'll hear great music like this, Django Reinhardt, as well as many others from the early 20th century, from our repository of music in the great library we have for the new Viper Hour. Check it out tonight. It's every Monday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, a random replay of early 20th century blues, jazz, and swing from the era that typified what I call the reefer jazz movement. Folks like Cab Calloway, Louis Armstrong, Louis Prima, Gene Krupa, all the way up to Frank, Sammy, Dean, the Rat Pack years, Joey, Peter. That's right, I know the other two Rat Pack guys too. You can check that out on the new Viper Hour tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific time. Also, as part of our 6-hour music blocks that we do on the weekends, you got to check it out. If you're just looking for something to listen to on the weekends, have some background party music, check out our music block, because you'll hear stuff you won't hear anywhere else. Starting at 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays with the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour coming to you. Cross your fingers. We're going to see if this will work. We're going to check it out tonight, actually. Coming to you live from the world-famous Cannabis Cafe version 3.0, which is opening, grand opening, this Friday. So we will be at the grand opening. Now, we'll be recording for sure. Herb and I are going out there tonight to see if we can actually live stream from there. Cross your fingers. So Fridays and Saturdays, 8 to 10, Herb Thrasher Flower Hour, metal and grass. You're going to hear metal, and you're going to hear bluegrass. And if you think those two things are on opposite poles of the music spectrum, then you don't understand Herb Thrasher, because he likes anybody who plays a stringed instrument fast. So, metal and bluegrass. Then, at 10 p.m. Pacific time, you can check out Big Daddy Fink's Funky Roller Rink. You get deep funk tracks from the 60s, 70s, and 80s in the Funky Roller Rink. Then, coming up at 11 o'clock, you get Electric Bob's Boogaloo, an hour of electronic dance music. Followed at midnight by Gordon Green's Music Planet, an hour of world music. And concluding at 1 in the morning, Saturday and Sunday mornings, with the new Viper Hour, music like this. Yeah, that's Django Reinhardt with Honeysuckle Rose, part of our new Viper Hour lineup. Check it out tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And that's about all the time we got today for the Russ Belville Show and Toker Talk Radio. Time flies when you legalize. Great start to the beginning of the week. I hope it's a great start for you. You can always send me an email if you like, radicalruss@gmail.com. I'm Radical Russ everywhere. Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Follow Radical Russ, but not Instagram. Some fucker took my name on Instagram. So I've boycotted Instagram altogether, just out of spite. Oh, join us tomorrow, our last show of the week, because we'll be gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But tomorrow, a first for the Russ Belville Show. We got an anti on the show, Ed Gogek, an anti-marijuana crusader. No joke, serious. Coming onto my show. Is he aware that I look shit up? That's all the time I got. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at radicalruss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it. You